Hey, you want that to go?
It's kind of a Friday news takeout family reunion here at the Takeout. We got Louise Story from the New York Times and Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen. And we got a little surprise for you that involves, you know, it's open season on NBC. You guys all know that, right? And you've been listening. We'll talk about that in just a moment. But first, to Louise Story, there seems to be a curious intersection between technology, the Haitian earthquake, and the finances of humanitarian aid. What's going on with the Red Cross and its money-raising efforts?
So we're really seeing text messaging becoming a major way to give money to Haiti, and it became that way very fast. The Red Cross offered this setup where if you dial 90999 to the word Haiti, you can give to Haiti, and they assume a $10 donation for each one. And this became a huge phenomenon within days, mostly advertised on Twitter. Now, it also got some help from, you know, people like Hillary Clinton promoting it. She talked about it. But on Twitter, if you search for this, you can see people are Twittering about this left and right and texting this, and they've got $5
million. $5 million.
Yes, just from text messages, which is about one in every $7 that they've received so far. So that's there's another one, you know, the musician Wyclef Jean, who's actually from Haiti, has also set up a text message venue. You text Y-E-L-E to 501-501. So those are two things. You know, but this is you're seeing a lot of companies jump in, a lot of companies, you know, the banks who we talk about all the time, they've Goldman, Morgan Stanley, J.P. Morgan, Bank of America, they've all given $1 million, so they're trying to give back. Lowe's has given $1 million. I got an interesting thing in my email from Design Within Reach, that furniture company,
sure,
that they will match their customers' donations if you go to their site. The one scandal I have seen so far, and beware because there's always scandals when you've charity giving fast. Scandal I have seen so far, it was reported by the Huffington Post yesterday, they pointed out that the credit card companies were taking fees, as they normally do, but still taking fees on donations you made to Haiti. So for all that money you gave, they were scraping out their fee. But all the big credit card companies shamed themselves, said last night they would stop doing that.
Well, it's interesting. This finance shows that your credit, your cell phone bill is kind of a credit line.
It allows
you to
disperse
cash. It's an interesting new financial instrument. Louise Story, finance reporter for our partners in New York Times.
And now to sports with Takeaway Sports contributor Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen. So, Ibrahim, there's the old saying, a great offense wins games, a great defense
wins championships.
We got like sudden death. It's like win or go home this weekend, right?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So the most exciting game this weekend is arguably the most exciting game, San Diego versus the New York Jets. And the reason why, to me, it's exciting is because the Jets rookie quarterback, Mark Sanchez, gets to go home to California and play in his home county, in his home state, to go against the San Diego Chargers, who have 11 wins in a row. They haven't lost since October.
Yeah, they're hot.
They're really hot. And Darrelle Revis will go against their guy, Vincent Jackson. That'll be a great matchup. Also, Dallas versus Minnesota. That's going to be a really exciting game. Dallas goes into the dome in Minnesota. Brett Favre versus Tony Romo. That's going to be a tough matchup. Dallas has got this guy, DeMarcus Ware, their linebacker. He's going to pressure Brett Favre and look for the old guy, Brett Favre, to go down, trying to dodge DeMarcus Ware. Then also you got Indianapolis versus Baltimore. Well, 1984 was the year that the original Baltimore Colts left Indianapolis.
That's
and this is kind of a rematch of those two cities. Indianapolis leads with 601 pass attempts. So it's going to be an offensive team versus a defensive team, and that's a great game.
Wow, it's win or go home this weekend. Anyone who makes it through the weekend gets to play in the conference championship game. Thanks so much, Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen.
Now, I don't know if any of you guys have noticed, our last takeout involves this notion that NBC, it's open season on NBC. With the Leno move back to late night and Conan O'Brien refusing to move the Tonight Show to 12:05, okay? The late night comedians have drawn a bead on the NBC network.
NBC announced they expect to lose $200 million on the Winter Olympics next month. Yeah. Folks, is it just me, or is that story hilarious?
We're not just a show anymore. We are now a collector's item.
Collector's item. Oh, yeah.
As you may know, our show has been canceled, fired again.
Really? Oh.
See, that shows NBC's got nothing. Even when they fire people, it's a rerun. Didn't we just get fired in May?
Just a little while ago.
So you guys have heard of disgruntled former employees, right? These are disgruntled current employees, and their complaints about their bosses have an audience of millions. Not only the Conan versus Leno thing, it's the Conan versus NBC brass story. There's the NBC long, ugly fall to the number 4 network. You know, even General Electric unloaded them to a cable company, right? It's been picked picked up by columnists and blogs. Anyone can play this game. Hey, guys, how many peacocks does it take to screw in a light bulb? Anybody?
Peacocks.
Too many.
500. One executive to turn off the electricity and sell the fixture, and 499 employees to stand around in the dark.
Everybody now wants to know what my plans are. Everyone's asking me. All I can say is I plan to continue putting on a great show night after night while stealing as many office supplies as humanly possible. I'm going to rob this place blind. I've got 10 cartridges of toner in my pants right now.
NBC said the show performed exactly as they expected it would, and then they canceled it. Now, don't confuse that when we're on it late night and we performed better than expected and they canceled us. That was totally different. Totally.
Good evening, everybody. I'm Conan O'Brien, the new host of Last Call with Carson Daly.
I take pride in one thing. I leave NBC primetime the same way I found it, a complete disaster. So that's...
All right, so Conan may be on the way out here. Hey, they may all jump off this sinking ship, but just imagine if you were on your way out of a job, okay? And you had a thing or two to say about your bosses on the way out. Would it help you to have a monologue heard by millions? Louise, would you want to do that? Would you want a monologue if you're on your way out the door?
I'd have a lot to say.
All right, there you go. Call us.
I'm ready.
We want you to get in on the action. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Give us your on the way out the door short monologue about your boss. Nothing abusive now. Come on. If Conan and Leno can do it, why not the rest of us in the middle of a recession? Don't let them have all the fun. Your on the way out the door monologue. Give yourself a talk show here on The Takeaway. Yeah, we're a talk show, right?
And we are a talk show.
Lead with
we
integrity.
Talk. Do we dare talk about
that's
our
that's your abusive language? Lead with integrity?
Lead with integrity.
Oh, that stinks. You have the worst smack talk ever. For an athlete? What kind of smack talk is that?
There's your takeouts.
This is like real life Dirty Rock.
Yeah, totally.